15, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he is
at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness.
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10! It's a one-play drive.
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Really is a Football Thursday. There's an NFL game going on later tonight. The Chargers and Raiders playing a game out in San Diego. So that's happening a little bit later on. In the meantime, we're going to talk a lot of Browns football with you and just general football with you. That's what we do on this show. We're going to have Ron Pitts. He is going to be the play-by-play analyst for Fox Sports on Sunday's game between the Browns and the St. Louis Rams. He'll be paired with Jim Mora. You heard Jim a few weeks ago, before the game between the Browns and Seahawks on this show. Well, now Ron Pitts, former NFL defensive back, will break down the game and give us his insights. We'll also take you around the league. We do that on Thursdays. John Czarnecki, FoxSports.com, veteran national writer for them, and also the information guru for the Fox Sports NFL coverage. He's the guy who feeds all those nifty tidbits to, you know, Jimmy Johnson and Howie Long and Michael Strahan, that crew that's at Terry Bradshaw, that crew that sits there on Sundays. They get a lot of their information from around the league from John's great research and work. And we'll also take a look at the history between the Rams and the Browns. It's a fascinating history. It goes back all the way back, of course, to the mid-1940s when the Cleveland Browns football team, actually, or the Cleveland Rams, left to go out to L.A. and joined and played out there. So there's Steve King, our resident historian, takes us through that and takes us through a rivalry that saw these teams play some very important games through the years. They didn't play often in the many years they've been in the league together, but some of those games extremely important. So we'll discuss that with Steve a little bit later in the show. Now, for the rest of this week and all of next week, we're going to do a Browns trivia on Twitter. And on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, it's all packaged together here. So if you go to make sure you're following the at Official Browns on Twitter. And then when you look for the questions and answer them, use hashtag Daily Trivia for your answer. And then we're going to randomly select a winner to receive a pair of tickets to the Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, and Larry the Cable Guy comedy show that's on Saturday, December 3rd at 8 p.m. at the CSU Wolstein Center. The winner will be announced or announced on Twitter at the end of the show. Today's question is, which two Browns defensive backs had interceptions in four consecutive games during their rookie season? Which two Browns defensive backs had interceptions in four consecutive games during their rookie season? So give us your answer via Twitter on that one, and you might get some tickets to a fun comedy show. Now, you also respond to our poll. We have a daily poll question and ask for your responses to that. And so far, we've had a bunch of you do that. Today's daily poll question posted on the Browns official Facebook page is, and this concerns a DB, is Joe Hayden a top 10 defensive back in the NFL? Why or why not? Or and yes and no, and then give your responses accordingly. So we'll give the results of that. That's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We'll give you those results later in the show. And you ask me questions. You do that via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages in our Ask Vic mailbag. So we've got a bunch of questions for you from you, and I want to give answers to you from that. Jennifer asking via Facebook, what about a little wildcat with Cribs in the Browns offense? I'm not opposed to that, and it's something, obviously, with his former quarterbacking in college, his QB experience at Kent State, the guy brings that to the table, and I think that obviously the minimum requirement that you want from a guy in wildcat, but the maximum requirement being great mobility, speed, elusiveness, all the things that Josh Cribs, I'm dating myself. I covered a guy named Joe Cribs who was a running back for the Buffalo Bills way back in the day, that Josh Cribs brings to the Browns. They're no relation, by the way. But the wildcat is, again, it's a gimmicky thing. and it doesn't have really sustainable success. It's been used, and sometimes successfully, but more times than not, I think defenses are just ready to handle it now. I think initially when the Miami Dolphins sprang it on the New England Patriots a few years back, sure, it caught them off guard, and they were unable to adjust or handle it and couldn't account for the fact that the quarterback is, you know, is flanked out wide, and it threw them off. Doesn't really seem to have that effect anymore. I was just watching the Bears game the other night, and it didn't look like they were all that effective using that formation as well when they tried to use it. Dan asks a Cribs-related question. He said, do you think utilizing him in the backfield as a running back could take pressure off of McCoy? This is a frequently asked question about Cribs as a running back, and I'll say it again. I don't see it as being something that changes so much the dynamics of this offense that you've got to do it and risk, I think, what comes with it, which is a guy running in the confined space. Remember, when Josh was returning kicks and he's going up against a lot of smaller, faster guys who are trying to take their hits on him and can definitely force turnovers that way, but it's a different story than I think running between the tackles with 300-plus pound guys coming after you, hitting you, going after the football, and in that muscle game that takes into that more confined game. I think he's, again, a better guy when you put him sort of outside in space. He's effective wherever he can get the ball. You could line him up a running back and run screens to him, you know, run those kinds of formations. I think when these questions are asked, it's pretty much the straight up, can he just be a guy that you hand the ball to because of the dire need at running back, and the Browns do have a dire need. That's an understatement. And Connie asks via Facebook, how many weeks does it usually take a new team to start really performing well? And I know by new, Connie, you're talking about the fact that this is a younger Browns team. And how many weeks, I have no idea. I can't give you that answer because I think when there's youth, there's a variable of mistakes that come with that. And I think the Browns suffer that. You hear this term, you've been hearing it a lot in this 3-5 start, growing pains. And I think those growing pains have been excruciating for the Browns because it's not just losing five games. It's the fashion in which those five have been lost and how they've not only looked young but undermanned or overmatched. And now they're really beat up. I mean, now I'm holding an injury report that has, what, more than a dozen names. I mean, Phil Dawson. It doesn't come to work today because he's got a migraine. I mean, and that's a bad, and if you've ever had one of those or dealt with one of those, and I'm sure any number of people listening to the show knows what that's all about. It's a blinding, debilitating experience, and I'm praying that, you know, he's okay, and anyone who deals with him is okay, but that the guy, Phil Dawson, can come back to work and be fine and be ready, of course, for Sunday. And to say how much he's needed, how critical he is to this team, I don't even think I think everybody understands that, but that just shows you what a run or a streak of, I don't say misfortune, but it's whatever we want to call it that relates to injury and illness, put that one on the list. So, all right, we have a conversation coming up in a couple of minutes. We're just getting you started here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford with Ron Pitts. He's the play-by-play man for Fox Sports. And he'll be doing Sunday's game between the Browns and Rams. Stick around for that and much more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and get the best deal of the year on a new Ford Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now with up to $5,000 in rebates. Or get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash back, and another $1,000 for your trade. That's 0 for 60 plus $2,000 on Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty,
looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know there's nothing more annoying than a dead battery. It's time to go, and your car won't. That's why Advance offers free battery testing. Need a new battery? Advance will professionally install it for you, fast and most of all, free with purchase. Don't get stuck with a car that won't turn over. Turn in to Advance for our free battery testing services. It's a great start to making sure your battery keeps starting. Free battery testing and free installation. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Free battery services available on most vehicles at most locations.
The Home Depot has started Black Friday early with pre-Black Friday prices on appliances today. Get $600 off a stainless steel French door Maytag Ice2O refrigerator that uses even less energy than an average light bulb. All for just $1,298. Beat Black Friday's crowds with a wide selection of appliances at pre-Black Friday prices today. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. Home Depot store for details.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Sherman at Caves, you've got an accident with injuries there. You've got an accident 271 southbound at Mayfield. Overturned car reported on the exit ramp there. 40 westbound slow Tiedemann to 71. 40 westbound slow 271 to Lee. 40 eastbound back in Broadway to Warrensville Center. Watch 76 eastbound back in Grant to the Central Interchange. Report of an accident 77 southbound after Pershing. Two cars off on the side. You're backing up approaching. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Yeah, I usually don't do this, but I have to. I just got a tweet that was from TommyM/29. And he says, at Vic Carucci, which of course is my Twitter handle, is it bad that I'm on my honeymoon and worried about missing Cleveland Browns Daily? Yes, it's very bad. I got to tell you, I love the support. I really do. But, dude, you're on your honeymoon. Deal with that. I love that you're following us, but that you actually make me feel very good. but I'm a little concerned for you. And I hope Mrs. Tommy, that she's getting your full attention. All right. Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores. Now, EA Sports, it's in the game. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Time for our network broadcast segment. And each week we bring you a broadcaster from the network covering the Browns game on Sunday. It'll be Fox and it'll be Ron Pitts paired with Jim Mora for Sunday's game between the Browns and the St. Louis Rams, and joing us is Ron Pitts. Ron, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Vic?
Doing really well. Appreciate the time here. As far as the teams and their similarities, 1-7 Rams, 3-5 Browns, both struggling. Your take on the relative? Are they relatively equal as you sort of see them, or is it fair to say that the Browns are slightly better as their record suggests?
Well, you know what? They're very similar. They are struggling record-wise. And then the next thing is they've got two young quarterbacks. I mean, now these guys, you know, you're talking about Colt McCoy there with the Browns and with Sam Bradford with the Rams. You know, they were college rivals. That's Oklahoma, Texas. And you know, one guy won a lot more games than the other guy did, speaking of Colt McCoy. But I think they're in the same kind of boat right now. They're still learning the game of NFL football, not football, NFL football, which means throws that were easy completions in college are now pick sixes for the most part up in this league. So those are the little things that they've got to learn. You know, you look at the other statistics, both teams struggling getting off to good starts. The Rams are absolutely horrific in the first quarter of games. I mean, they are giving up a grand total of 62 points to 16 points in the first quarter.
Right.
So they're having trouble getting out of the starting gate. On the flip side, the Browns are struggling a little bit as well. They're the 58-6 opponent first quarter points to their first quarter points. So, you know, and that's kind of typical, especially with a West Coast offense. You know, not only is McCoy learning the game, okay, and so on and so forth, but he's also learning this offense. This is not an easy offense. This offense takes years to learn. I can remember the early years of early days for Brett Favre up there in Green Bay under Mike Holmgren. You know, he struggled in that vein, and a lot of other guys, too, have as well. So, you know, it's going to be something where both teams are going to make their share of mistakes. And yeah, if you wanted to make a comparison, you could probably say it's a mirror image. But, you know, they've got a lot of similarities, some flattering and some not so flattering.
Brian, when you look at the Rams especially, and Sam Bradford, he was the rookie of the year in 2010.
Right.
A real dynamite season and definitely was dispelling that myth that you come in as a top overall pick and often, you know, we reach the point where we don't expect much or the expectations are low. He defied that. But now we see a guy who in his sophomore season looks more like the guy we expected to see last year. But the other key to this is that he's working with a different offense, a different coordinator in Josh McDaniels versus Pat Shurmur, who had been there with him last year. And how much disruption do you sort of see in his trying to get acclimated with this new scheme?
Well, what I see is that he just doesn't have the continuity and weapons on the perimeter. I mean, this is a guy that came in last year, you know, like you said, offensive rookie of the year. There, he did some things that people expected. All right, but now this year they've had so many injuries outside. They lose Danny Amendola, who, you know, was a guy who could be productive, if nothing more, and could be consistent. Clayton is a big loss for those guys. They're waiting to get him back at any moment. Those are huge for a young quarterback. He's got to have a guy or a couple guys that he can get the ball to and feel comfortable with. And I think the biggest thing is Steven Jackson not being consistent. He's starting to get it going again, and we both know that when he gets it going, he can be a force. He's truly, you know, one of the premier running backs to ever play the game. But he hurt his quad the first game, had to struggle to get back. Took him about three games. Now he's starting to get it back, and so, you know, those kind of factors there really help a young quarterback. But you watch this kid throw the ball. You watch him do some things just from a poise standpoint. And you can tell he's going to be a good player, very good player.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, obviously no giving up on Sam Bradford, but I mean, there's no thought here that what we saw last year was a mirage, right? He's the real deal.
No, he is. Like I said, if you just break him down, Vic, and look at his mechanics, you know, he does everything right. You know, he's athletic. He can run. There was some talk about his shoulder. Of course, he had the shoulder injury in college, the one that really forced him to miss the final half of his season. And, you know, a lot of people weren't sure about that, but yeah, he's gotten over that. He's proven he can throw the ball and make plays. And above all, what I like about these two quarterbacks, as I said earlier, these guys know how to win games. Now, yeah, okay, you're not seeing that now at 1-7, but there's a lot of other factors involved than just the quarterback and his arm and throwing the football. So there's a big upside here for both quarterbacks, I think.
Former NFL defensive back, and he is current Fox play-by-play man, Ron Pitts. He'll be handling the call on Sunday's game between the Browns and the Rams, working with Jim Mora. Now, you worked previously the Browns-Seahawks game. That was your first look in person at this Browns team,
right?
A few weeks back, Ron. And I know you have some conclusions from that and studied that one. As you see the team there, and that wasn't any great shakes, obviously, but it was a win. It was a win. You didn't have much to describe. 6-3 score.
High-scoring
affair. Yeah, real scintillating. But but as you progress from that, as you're watching and see the tough games this team had in back-to-back road losses, San Francisco and then Houston, you're building storylines for this game. So what kind of a storyline can we expect from your telecast on Sunday?
Well, I think it starts with the offense. You know, it starts with, boy, a lot of injuries right now for the Browns. And someone said the other day, it's not walking wounded, it's kind of the laying on the training table wounded.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that doesn't help your young quarterback. The thing I keep going back to over and over, Vic, is the run game situation. That continues to be a bit of an item. Okay, they've had injuries there. You know, the whole Peyton Hillis saga continues to unfold. Boy, and I know people in Cleveland are tired of hearing about that and talking about that. And Hardesty, you know, he's banged up a little bit with the calf. The bottom line is you got to be able to run the ball. And you got to be able to run the ball coming to this time of year. Okay, it starts to get cold. The weather is starting to turn. And you got to be able to run the ball to protect the young quarterback until he can get the full brunt of the offense. So just those items right there will change things for your offense. Defensively, you know, Dick Geron, his team has done a nice job against the pass. I know he wants to do better against the run. You know, they've given up some 100-yard rushers, and last week, you know, they gave up a lot there as well. So those not being able to run the ball quite as effectively as you would like to on offense, and I think giving up more run yards defensively, those two things will hurt you in the long run. And, you know, then you ask, okay, where are the playmakers? And in the past, we could look to Joshua Cribbs, right? And we could say, hey, he's going to make some plays for us in the special teams,
right,
wherever it is. But, you know, ever since he's asked for more of a role on the offense, we've seen less of him on the special teams. And now we just don't see that playmaking, big play ability anymore. We don't see it anymore.
Yeah, he's
still there. He's got it, but we just don't see it the way it's been in the past.
Right. He's emerged really as one of the better offensive playmakers. I mean, that's the thing. In whatever limited offense there is, Josh has had a hand in that. But you're making a great point. And the other thing, Ron, and I know you pay attention to all aspects of this. I'm curious as to how you go about sort of telling the Pat Shurmur story. First year coach here, and how it goes week to week, taking it on the chin these last 2 weeks. I'm sure you're going to be doing your assessment, right, and just sort of see where he is. I mean, the guy I see still is remains pretty even and level, and keeps, if anything, if I'm walking with my head down, he's trying to, like, encourage me in the building. So
right. Now, you know, Pat's great. He's an NFL guy, grown up in the business, so to speak. You know, everybody knows the story of Uncle Fritz there in Green Bay as a defensive coordinator for all those years under Mike Holmgren. You know, he gets it. He knows what this league is about, and he comes from that Andy Reid coaching tree of resiliency, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know the years that Andy has gone through back there in Philly, the four straight where they couldn't get to the bowl and were out at the Pro Bowl coaching that thing because they couldn't get there. Yeah, so he's going to be a tough-minded, hard-minded guy, and there's a lot of people in the building that know how to support him. Mike Holmgren has brought a mix of some of his people from San Francisco, most from Green Bay through his coaching years. A lot of stability in that building, you know. So I think Pat Shurmur is going to be just fine. It's just a matter of going through the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of an NFL season. And hey, to be 3-5 at this point with some of the things that have gone on, I don't necessarily look at that as all bad. I tell you, I know the fans look at it and say, well, you know, everybody wants to be 5-3 at this point and better, but you know, that's just not the reality of it. And you take your baby steps and you try to improve every week.
Great stuff, Ron. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us here, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
All right, Vic. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Ron Pitts from Fox Sports. He'll have the play-by-play on Sunday's game, paired up with Jim Mora, and we are going to have much more for you. Coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hottest lease deals of the year are going on now at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save big and lease Liberty's bestsellers, Ford Fusion or Escape, for only $179 a month. That's right, your choice, the fuel-efficient Fusion or Escape for just $179. Great fuel economy, great payment, great choice. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Lincoln, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone. Waker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
A once-in-a-lifetime event. Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, Larry the Cable Guy. Saturday, December 3rd, Wilson Center at Cleveland State University. Jeff Foxworthy.
You might be a redneck.
Bill Engvall.
Here's your time.
Larry the Cable Guy. Three legends, one stage. Reserve seat tickets are on sale right now at WilsonCenter.com. Them idiots are coming to Cleveland. Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, Larry the Cable Guy.
Life is rarely patient. You can't wait 4 years to find that job you've always wanted. Get the skills you need to start over in as little as 1 year as a full-time student. Check out Stotzenberger College's two-year accelerated diploma programs, massage therapy, and personal fitness trainer. When speed matters, think Stotzenberger. Call Stotzenberger College at 440-838-1999 or visit learnwhatyoulove.com. See what everyone is talking about. For more information about college graduation rates, median debt, and more, visit learnwhatyoulove.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, and eligible veterans can utilize their Montgomery GI Bill.
Chad Johnson here with my boy Will. The Lady Jane's got you looking good, old buddy.
Thanks, Chad. Lady Jane's is awesome.
No, Will. It's wicked awesome.
Chad, I got the best haircut experience ever. Plasmas everywhere, a pool table, and the most beautiful stylist in Cleveland.
Get an unbelievable haircut for an awesome price. Walk in anytime. We're open 7 days a week, even Sundays.
Lady Jane's on the corner of Howe Avenue and Buckholzer Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls.
Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I've decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
Hi, this is Pat Shermer, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There is never a bad day on the calendar to listen to Stevie Wonder, just a little bit of Stevie Wonder. And this is like little Stevie Wonder. This is early, early Stevie Wonder. And Dino DiNatale, our outstanding producer, providing that tune for us. We're back on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And this Around the League segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, which is in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Time to go around the National Football League, and helping us to do that today, as we do each Thursday, is John Czarnecki from FoxSports.com. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic.
And you're also, you're also the information guy for the Fox Studio show, keeping all those guys informed so they can keep us informed. And I know you got a lot of good nuggets for everything. Now, the big Fox game this week, I know Fox has got our game, the Browns and Rams, but the one that most of the country is going to see from Fox is the Giants 49ers game. And really, when you look at that, the Giants coming off a big win off the Patriots, the 49ers, what a great surprise story they are under Jim Harbaugh.
Right. Harbaugh is like, was worth whatever the Yorks paid him. I mean, I think every they really wanted this guy, and I can't believe how well it's panned out. I mean, he's got Alex Smith playing winning quarterback. I mean, the guy doesn't have a 300-yard passing game, but they're 7-1. And mainly, if they do it with a jumbo running package, I mean, they can even have a defensive lineman sometimes line up at fullback there.
Right.
And they've just been running the ball and playing tremendous defense, too, especially run defense. They still haven't given up a rushing touchdown in 8 games, which is remarkable in itself. And they got a really very good front seven, a very good offensive line, and it's all about Frank Gore.
It really is, and, you know, tell that to the Browns, 134 rushing yards that he had against them a couple of weeks ago. The Giants, Eli Manning said he was an elite quarterback, and he went up against Tom Brady, who's obviously an elite quarterback, and he wins that head-to-head duel in Foxborough last week. Are you convinced about Eli?
Yeah, I mean, I think he got to, especially this season. I mean, he was remarkable during their playoff run when they upset the Patriots in the Super Bowl a few years back, but he's doing it with Jake Ballard and Victor Cruz, the guys who were probably second or third team guys in training camp. I mean, let's be honest about it. I mean, there was a big uproar in New York about when they lost Steve Smith to Philly and Kevin Bosch to the Raiders, but I mean, I think he's doing it pretty amazingly considering all the injuries they've had on offense.
A big AFC North game to pay attention to, certainly for Browns fans, is the Steelers facing the another surprise team, the Cincinnati Bengals at Cincinnati.
Right.
Do we see this as the Steelers? I mean, they obviously, their defense surprisingly lets a game get away from them against the Ravens the other night. But when we look at the Bengals, is this their statement opportunity, John?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, this month I think they get Baltimore too, and I mean, those are the two teams they've been chasing, and I think this is a statement game. But one thing that's interesting about the Bengals is Zimmer's done a great job with, you know, their defense, especially their defensive line has a tremendous rotation, and Andy Dalton, 6-2, pretty amazing. I mean, this guy was almost a 4-year starter at TCU, and he's not playing like a rookie, that's for sure.
Right.
I mean, everyone's been amazed that Mike Brown made two great draft picks there, Green and Dalton.
I'm looking at the Chicago Bears, and I see you know, I see Jay Cutler and the way he's now performing, and the story of Jay, the guy who looked like he was whatever funk he was in during that NFC Championship game and had a lot of people reading into it that he lacked the toughness and the desire and on, all the bad body language. All of a sudden, that seems to be fading into the background, and we're seeing a Jay Cutler and a Bears team that looks for real.
Right. You know, and I think you got to give a tip of the hat there to Mike Martz changing his offensive approach. We're going to do something on our show Saturday in the pregame, on Sunday on the pregame, about how they're really protecting Jay a lot better. I mean, they're keeping more guys in, more tight ends, running backs in the backfield, and they're giving him a solid pocket. And amazingly, the Eagles, who are built to kill the quarterback, didn't sack him once on Monday night. And Cutler's performed at a high level. I mean, got to give him credit, and he's got a great running back there in Forte, too.
John Czarnecki from FoxSports.com and the information guru for the Fox Studio Show on Sundays in Los Angeles joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. As we look at the New York Jets, we talk about statement games. Did their win at Buffalo last week change the complexion of their season? And now that they have a chance to face the Patriots and maybe go on a little roll here, well, what are your thoughts on what Ryan's team's doing?
I think he's, I mean, after that losing, they had a 3-game losing streak. I think that game sort of turned them around, I think, Buffalo. And this is a big game, and they have to win this game for that tiebreaker. I mean, that division's going to be tight between both of those teams. New England won the first game, and I got to figure this should be a great game. One thing that Rex has done, he's not rushing the quarterback as much as he did last year and the year before, and he's going to be dropping back more into zone, which is really sort of shocking with what he has in the defensive secondary, but that should be one heck of a game.
It really should, and I see this, the confidence level coming back, and it's interesting how Rex, once again, in his dialogue with the fans, he wants the crowd to make sure that the Patriots have a false start and burn time out, so he's coaching up the fans again.
I mean, the guy doesn't know when to shut up. I mean, let's be honest about it. You know what I mean? I mean, he's been talking talking about getting rings and everything is always, I mean, a couple weeks ago he put Norv Turner in his place, so to speak. And, I mean, the funny storyline this week is how he played a Patriots fan in a new Adam Sandler movie that's going to be coming out in a few months. You know, I mean, the fact that he got Tom Brady poster in the background and a Belichick bobblehead doll on his desk and stuff, I think that's pretty hilarious in himself. I think one thing about Rex, and Vic, you know him like I know him, I mean, he is such a great interviewer. He's not afraid to say anything. And, and I think his team has always lived off of his honest approach and straightforward approach, so to speak. And I think the Jets play loose because of him.
Absolutely. No, there's no doubt about that. I wanted to ask you about the Saints and the Falcons. And a couple of weeks ago, the Saints are taking it on the chin from none other than the Rams, the team that the Browns play Sunday. And so that was a shocker. And then you have the Atlanta Falcons and just trying to figure out what they're about. So far, a team that does not resemble the dominant team I think that a lot of folks thought they would be, and they seem to think they would be when they pull off that trade for Julio Jones with the Browns, basically give their draft away for one player because they thought they were that close.
I was never really that excited about that trade. I thought the Browns got the better of that because I thought they really needed defensive help down there in Atlanta. But what has happened, they got Edwards from Minnesota, and in the last few games, they've gotten a better pass rush. You know, they're playing better defense. Their secondary's played better. And believe it or not, really they're running better. You know, and I think that's their MO. I think they still want to get Michael Turner going and then pass off of that, play action off of that. So this is a game for first place, and it should be interesting. I think the Saints are hurt that Sean Payton's still stuck up in the booth, but it should be a really good game. But I think Atlanta's picked it up on the defensive side, Vic.
Yeah, John, I'm glad you mentioned that about Sean Payton working in the booth after suffering that knee injury.
Right.
Has that changed the dynamics for the worse? What are you hearing about him operating up there as opposed to the sideline?
I think it's driving him nuts. I know that for a fact. I mean, he's a coach who's totally involved on the sidelines and totally involved in all aspects of his team, not just offense. And he's one of those guys who would get in a guy's face or mention something to a player when he comes to the sideline. I think it's not like he's like Lombardi on the sidelines, but he's a guy who's going to call a guy out if he ain't playing well on a certain time, you know, in a game. And I think the Saints are hurt by that a little bit. And I know he can't wait to get back down there. I think it's going to be a couple more weeks. So.
All right. Well, great stuff from you, as I fully expected, Czar. He is John Czarnecki from FoxSports.com, and you are the information guru for the Fox Studio show on Sunday. We thank you, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Okay, Vic. Take care, man.
All right, we got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans. Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years? And has 5 locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop in your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stand, merchandise stand, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that our award-winning customer service is so good we have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. So call Alarm Force today and get a home alarm system with no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring. And know that every Alarm Force system is backed by the best customer service in the industry.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
That sound is Mike Cunningham of Cleveland, driving at a relaxed pace through a blizzard of epic proportions. Why so calm? With the snow and stock guarantee, Sears guarantees they'll have snow blowers. They stock great brands like Craftsman and will give Mike a $50 gift card if they're all sold out. Enjoy the ride, Mike. Sears will have snow blowers no matter what the weather is like. Real guarantee, real confidence. Sears. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Pleased that you have chosen this portion of your Thursday to join us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Browns fans, single game tickets are still available, but not for long. Purchase yours before it's too late. That includes the upcoming Browns-Jaguars matchup. That's on Sunday, November 20th at 1 p.m. For more information, you call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And this History versus the Rams segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. It's Thursday, and that's when we take a look at the history of the series between the Browns and their upcoming opponent. This week, of course, it's the St. Louis Rams, and helping us to do that, as he does each week, is our resident historian, Steve King. Steve, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here again, Vic.
So, Steve, the Rams and the Browns have a very interesting beginning because the Rams were actually founded in Cleveland, played here from 1937 to 1945 before moving out west.
Yeah, and it's like the Ravens and Browns. They're kind of alter egos of one another. The Browns, as they were forming in 1946, the Rams decided instead of fighting for the city's heart, they took off for the West Coast, which was a great move on their part in a variety of ways because Paul Brown was a very popular coach. He had already kind of really captured the heart of football fans around here because of his Ohio ties. And that West Coast, as Dan Reeves, the owner of the Rams, realized, was a wide-open area out there, and it was very fruitful, and he wanted to go out and mine some of that gold.
So that was the AAFC, right, the All-American Football Conference. Los Angeles Dons were already in place. This being in 1946, and the San Francisco 49ers. So the Browns joined that league back then.
Absolutely, and the Rams joined those two teams out on the West Coast, and up till that time, I mean, they all came about in the same year, and up until that time, there was really no team on the West Coast, and I dare to say I don't think there was any team west of the Mississippi.
Now, the rivalry between the Browns and Rams officially starting then. And even though the leagues were different, they didn't play each other, how does this come about? How does a rivalry start under those circumstances?
Well, it starts right very day that the Browns were created. And, you got two teams in town for a while, and one bolts to the West Coast. And 4 years later, things circle back around. It's 1950. It's the NFL championship game. And lo and behold, the Rams are coming back to Cleveland, not as the Cleveland Rams, but as the Los Angeles Rams, and playing the Browns here in Cleveland for the National Football League championship.
And it's pretty amazing, too, when you look at this is when, and we talked about this on an earlier edition of taking a look at the history of the team, but the Browns were signing Bill Willis
Mary and Motley way ahead of their time in terms of signing African-American players at a time when that wasn't commonplace. So this fits into all this historical discussion as well.
Sure. The Rams, at the same time, were signing some African-American players, one of them being Kenny Washington from UCLA. And the interesting thing is, though, the Browns started the AAFC first season in 1946 on September 6th. The Rams do not start the 1946 NFL season, their first game on the West Coast, until September 29th. So Willis and Motley kind of jump ahead by 3 weeks and claim the fact that, you know, those were the two players, other than, you know, not the Rams, the Browns' two players, to be the ones who do permanently break the color barrier, not just in pro football, but really pro sports overall. Now, that moniker went to Jackie Robinson with the Brooklyn Dodgers, but as we all know, history sometimes skews itself, and things are changed. And you know, the Brooklyn Dodgers did not begin playing with Jackie Robinson until 1947 April. A full 8 months before, you've got players from the Browns, players from the Rams playing in the National Football League, but they get pushed to page two because baseball at that time is so much bigger market. New York is a bigger market than either Cleveland or Los Angeles at the time.
No, real pioneers in pro football. This is our history versus the Browns opponent, the series. And joining us to help us do that is Steve King on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. The championship games that these teams played, it's kind of remarkable when you think about it. So we're looking at three total championships that the Browns and Rams played against each other.
All squeezed into a six-year period. The first 6 years the Browns were in the National Football League, played in 50, 51, and then again in 55.
The other thing that jumps out at me, besides playing in important games, is that they've been in the league together now 61 years. And yet have met only 21 times and during that period, and 18 of those in the regular season.
Well, you know, if the Rams wanted to get away from Cleveland when they moved, they sure did it in more ways than one.
Now, a game that goes down as a watershed moment for one of many for Jim Brown as Browns running back, he sets an NFL rushing record against the Rams at the time, 237 yards, 1957, and that was his rookie season.
Absolutely. And the one thing you need to think about, you know, 237 yards is a lot of yards, but with some of the numbers that are being put up today since then, you know, the Browns and other teams have had players, you know, go for almost 300. But the interesting thing about that, at that time, Vic, 237 yards was Babe Ruth hitting 60 home runs. It was so far off the beaten path, so far off in the stratosphere that it was mind-boggling.
Yeah, absolutely. And now we look at the Browns beating the Rams on Monday Night Football, in, you know, to bring it a little bit into the current day, but still 1987, 30-17 win on Monday Night Football, and that was that game actually had followed the 87 player strike.
Yes, and it was you'd had a lot of regional games on that Sunday as the strike ended and the regular players were back playing for the first time, but this was the first truly national game. It was Monday Night Football, and everyone kind of tuned in to see how two top flight teams at the time had survived the strike and what football was going to be like going forward post-strike for the rest of the 87 season. And it was a great show. It really was. Eric Dickerson, the Browns with Bernie and Langhorne and Slaughter, they put on a real show, kind of got everybody back in the mood for football after those 3 weeks with the strike replacement players.
And an interesting footnote to add on this series, the Browns beating up on the Rams 42-14 in Anaheim back on December 26th, so day after Christmas, 1993, and Vinny Testaverde really lit it up that day.
Well, you look at Vinny Testaverde and his time with the Browns, and you know, up and down, you know, had some good games, had some games that I'm sure he'd like to have back, but that right there, that was the poster child for everything Bill Belichick thought Vinny Testaverde could be when he got him. 21 out of 23. I mean, nearly perfect, Vic. And it was almost you draw the plays up on the board and you go out and execute them. I mean, it was almost as if they were playing touch football in the backyard with a bunch of kids.
And I love this stat. He connected on 15 passes in a row at the end of the game, and then that continues the streak of completions into the following week's game at Pittsburgh. So that constitutes the third best streak in team history.
Absolutely. I mean, he was on target, and that was the one thing, ironically, that they always got against Vinny, that sometimes he had that rocket arm, but sometimes he would misfire. The fact that he was so consistent hitting the target for such a long period of time, over 2 weeks, which is very hard to do, was kind of telling.
He is Steve King, and you can check out his great work on Browns history on ClevelandBrowns.com. You can catch his video pieces on our website as well, and here on Cleveland Browns Daily each week on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And he's one of the best tour guides I know in this country. Go out to Cleveland Browns Stadium and have Steve take you on a tour that walks you through the history of this football franchise. If you're interested, call 440-824-3361 or email tours@clevelandbrowns.com. Steve, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome, Vic.
All right, we got more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and get the best deal of the year on a new Ford Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now with up to $5,000 in rebates. Or get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash back, and another $1,000 for your trade. That's 0 for 60 plus $2,000 on Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places. Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Life is rarely patient. You can't wait 4 years to find that job you've always wanted. Get the skills you need to start over in as little as 1 year as a full-time student. Check out Stotzenberger College's two-year accelerated diploma programs, massage therapy, and personal fitness trainer. When speed matters, think Stotzenberger. Call Stotzenberger College at 440-838-1999 or visit learnwhatyoulove.com. See what everyone is talking about. For more information about college graduation rates, median debt, and more, visit learnwhatyoulove.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, and eligible veterans can utilize their Montgomery GI Bill.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and I heard a disturbing stat when talking with my friends over at Gillingham Ford. Did you know that only one out of every 10 F-150s has another Ford parked in the garage next to it? Well, the staff at Gillingham Ford is determined to take back the American garage one household at a time. Ford's world-class commitment to car and SUV products like the Fiesta, Focus, Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer will give us a chance to send a little message to those pesky imports. You could take our... Well, you could threaten our freedom, but you mess with our garages, and it's on. Here's how we're going to do it, too. 2012 Fusion lease, $199 a month. Now, this includes Power Moon reverse sensing system, 30-plus miles per gallon, blind spot monitoring, and more. Go today, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma to Gillingham Ford between Ridge and Tiedemann, or call them at 216-398-1300. Set up your appointment. Go online, bobgillinghamford.com, and now, get your garage back with Gillingham Ford.
New tires from NTB, $10.
You heard right. With the purchase of one-year alignment policy and premium installation, any select Yokohama, Cooper, and Pirelli tires, $10.
Only at NTB, today through Monday, buy any select Yokohama, Cooper, or Pirelli tire.
Get the second tire for only $10.
There's no limit.
For every tire you buy, you get another tire for only $10.
Only at NTB.
Only today through Monday.
This is your one chance to buy select new Yokohama, Cooper, or Pirelli tires for only $10.
New tires for only $10.
The tire industry may talk about this sale for years to come.
But it's only today through Monday. Only at NTB.
For every select Yokohama, Cooper, or Pirelli tire you buy,
you get the second tire for only $10.
Today through Monday at all NTB tire stores.
$10 tires. Don't miss this sale.
Hey, Cleveland, it's time for another haircut. Check out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Cuyahoga Falls. Open 7 days a week, even Sundays. On the corner of Howe Avenue and Buckholzer Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls, Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Get cash at Get-Go, where their ATMs are now surcharge-free. That's right. Now you can withdraw cash at Get-Go ATMs without paying surcharge fees. Get in, get out with surcharge-free ATMs at Get-Go. Certain restrictions apply. Your bank may charge a fee for transactions.
And I guess, you know, the next best thing to have in a little Stevie Wonder, which we had earlier in the show on Rejoin Music, it's a little, this is great, Jimmy. Yeah, you gotta let this marinate slightly. Okay, I love it. All right, we are back, and that's Dave DiNatale taking care of us, our producer on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And we are, as always, going around the community with this football team. And let's hear more about it. Time to check in with Renee Harvey, Browns Director of Community Outreach. Renee, I say this every time, how busy things are with you and your folks and all the different areas that you cover with the Browns involved in the community. And very special this week with Veterans Day coming up tomorrow. You had some players out at a very special event this past Tuesday at the local USO headquarters, the processing station. Tell me about that.
We had four players join us for that day. We had DeQuell Jackson and Alex Mack, Jordan Cameron and Quentin Spears came out. And they really had an opportunity to tour the facility, which is really housed by all of the military branches. And they went through and met a lot of the families and the young men and women who are actually took their oath that day. And so the players actually were fortunate enough to witness those young men and women take their oath and experience that with their families. It was a very emotional time to see how young those individuals are and the commitment they're making to our country and the service that they're providing us. So very powerful sense of reality as well, as we had mentioned before. So very excellent visit and great opportunity to take the players and allow them to thank everyone for their service.
And yeah, and so special. And you go through the difficulty of a, quote, football season. It's just the difficulty of a football season. This is real life. This is puts everything into perspective.
It does. It was, it's definitely a dose of reality, as we talked about, and eye-opening to see that how brave these young men and women are is just very, very moving.
And on game day, when the Browns take on the Rams on Sunday, you'll have several military elements in recognition of Veterans Day there.
Yes, so we'll have all of the armed forces represented. Very proud to have the Ohio National Guard on site. They will hold an American flag that will be shaped like the United States. And we'll have star flags representing each of the branches that will frame that flag. Also, very proud to be honoring our war veterans during our Hats Off to Our Heroes honor row featured during the first quarter. Local Marines that we will be honoring who have recently returned from deployment will be forming a gauntlet. So really trying to recognize them for their service once again and appreciate what they do.
Very good. And the other theme that ties in with game day is the food drive that you're going to have, the annual food drive. If you can tell us about that and what fans can do to be part of that, Renee.
Definitely. We certainly hope that all of the fans coming out to the game will dive into their pantries and in their cupboards and bring out some canned food, non-perishable items in support of the food bank. Obviously, this is a very desperate time of year. A lot of folks need our help. So bring out those cans. We're looking for Super Six. Those are the most needed items, which include peanut butter, canned vegetables, tuna, soup, cereal, beef stew. And if you're not able to carry down a can or a bag of cans, rather, hopefully folks will reach into their wallets. And for every dollar, the food bank can cover four nutritious meals. So really hoping that everyone can help out. If they're not coming down to the game, they can jump on clevelandfoodbank.org and make a contribution there. So again, 34% of the individuals that they serve are children. So really hoping that we can do what we possibly can as a community to support their efforts.
Excellent stuff, Renee. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Vic.
And the answer and winner for our Twitter trivia question that we posted earlier, which two Browns DBs had interceptions in four consecutive games during their rookie season? And the answer is, well, you know probably one of them, right? Joe Hayden. The other one, Ernie Kellerman. And we congratulate at AA Purdy P-U-R-D-Y, the winner. You want a pair of tickets to see Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, Larry the Cable Guy, and a special guest, Reno Collier, on Saturday, December 3rd, 8 p.m. at the CSU Wohlstein Center. We'll send you a direct message on Twitter to let you know how to collect your prize. Our poll results, the poll question was, Joe Hayden, is Joe Hayden the top 10 DB in the NFL? Why not? A lot of you voted. 92% said yes. Aaron commented that Hayden's a top 5 corner already and is only going to get better. And Paul said he was a top 5. So good responses there. That's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And we just want to say some thank yous to Ron Pitts, John Zarnecki, Steve King, Renee Harvey, Kristen Ribelli, Pat McKenna, Jameer Howerton, and Dave DiNatale. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.